My name is Matt Milner, and you are tuned in to Locals Only. In just about 5 minutes or so, we're going to head over to Studio 2A for a live performance by Ronstadt Generations. Really excited to have them in here. They've got a new release that we'll talk a lot about over the course of that hour, and we'll hear some cuts from it, and including maybe one recorded track that will slip in there as well. We are going to play one more track for you before we head over to Studio 2A and Ronstadt Generations. Here is a track by Things That Aren't Words. This one is called California to Michigan.
I'm sinking so low, the rumbling and warmth of the floor of this car is a comfort to me. The night is a sea and our van is a submarine. Something on the radio, crimson and clover, and everyone's singing. Play it again, but we can't, it's the end, that's all. Living on a sea of pain. Someday we'll change, but we'll still be the same. California so far behind, Michigan so far away. Trying to tickle her feet, she isn't laughing, so I'll keep on trying. Maybe she'll finally pray. Michigan so far away.
That was Things That Aren't Words. The track is called California to Michigan, and it's off of their album Remember the Details. Terrific EP that they just put out here in the last month. And with that, we are ready to send it over to Studio 2A. My guest this week, Ronstadt Generations, and they have coming up on Friday, May 20th, a double CD release. They've got a new album in the land of the setting sun, and they're going to be joined by Kate Becker, who will be celebrating the release of her new album, Pirate Radio. And not coincidentally, Kate Becker will be our live guest next week here on Locals Only. So in any event, that's all going down Friday, May 20th at the Whistle Stop Depot. So without further ado, live from Studio 2A, Ronstadt Generations.
All we've ever asked for before we fall into place. Here's a gift for all your doubt. One more long. That's the last we'll have to wait. Your arrival will be the lonely answer to their doubt.
Falling into place off of our new record. There's one that's coming out on the one following that called Bowl of Dust. All our sins. away. It's hiding from this wicked town. The earth has turned the other way. The sky no longer gives us rain. The grass no longer grows up green and tall. It's only yellow, then it falls. Oh, my darling, don't you weep. Oh, my darling, don't you weep. We'll meet again someplace sweet. We'll meet again someplace sweet. Sweeter than this bowl of dust we know. Sweeter than this bowl of dust we know. A land with grass beneath our feet. Come on, Mr. Flores. Change some instrument here really quick. But this song was written on the floor of the Chicago bar at about 3 a.m. one morning. My brother, the cellist in this band, who lives in Cincinnati, had an early flight out back to Cincinnati early in the morning, so I figured it was not important to sleep, but to stay awake so I can take him to the airport. So I came up with this little ditty we call the Chicago Bar Stomp. Thank you.
We are live in Studio 2A right now with Ronstadt Generations and a little bit of an altered lineup tonight, but with a great result. Well, it's sometimes a little necessity is the mother of invention, right?
You know, one of the cool things about this band is for the existence of it, we've always altered our lineup here and there.
Well, fate usually alters it more than
we alter it. Depending on who's available, you know, everybody's a working musician in this band, so depending on who's available for each gig or what the gig requires, you know, you can see this band anywhere down to a two-piece up to a six or a seven-piece if we're fully loaded, which is kind of cool, you know.
It is cool, and we'll start off with introductions then. We'll go around the room. Everybody, let us know who you are, what you're playing tonight.
I guess I'll start. My name's Petey Ronstadt. Peter Ronstadt, I guess, is my given name, but everybody calls me Petey. And tonight I'll be playing guitars and banjo.
My name's Aaron Emery, and I'm playing drums and percussions type instruments.
Some spoons on that last one.
Yeah, even some spoons.
That was good stuff, yeah.
And I'm Sam Egan. I'm playing bass tonight.
Yeah. Alex Flores. I'm playing saxophone and singing a little bit tonight.
And we have a couple guys missing. My brother, Michael G. Ronstadt, who is our cellist, and I mentioned he lives in Cincinnati. He'll be flying in on Wednesday to do a run of shows with us, including the upcoming CD release show.
Excellent.
And my father, Michael J. Ronstadt, who has unfortunately hurt his back a little bit and probably would not be wise to make him climb up and down stairs today, so we figured we'd save his back for the shows coming up.
Yeah. There you go. And these are daunting stairs at that as well.
Indeed.
Yeah. But in any event, it's exciting that you've got this double CD release coming up, sharing a bill with Kate Becker, and we'll talk a bit about that maybe during our next break. But I want to first talk a little bit about the history of this particular group, because you talked about its versatility.
Sure.
That it's existed everything from two members to six members and, you know, changes along the way. But when did it start, and what was the impetus for getting this group together?
In late 2009, my father played in a band called the Santa Cruz River Band. They had been touring nationally and internationally for about 7-8 years, and their last tour I went out as their bass player. And so I kind of got I'd come from playing in indie rock bands. Sam and I were playing in a hardcore band for a little while, and I was in between bands and they needed a bass player, and I said, well, this is a fit. Bass is my main instrument. So I went out with them, and I kind of got entrenched in kind of the folk tradition again, which we've been playing in my family for years, so I kind of grew up with it. And my dad's band had just broken up, and my brother was in town on tour with a different group over Thanksgiving in 2009. And after Thanksgiving dinner, we had a jam, which eventually evolved into kind of a rehearsal where we were running songs over and over again, working out harmony parts and doing all kinds of fun stuff like that. And eventually around 3 a.m, we figured, why don't we just start a band, call it a family band, you know, to take it on the road. So it started with the three of us, my dad, my brother, and myself, and we had one other guy that went out with us for the first several tours. His name's Josh Heisel, another guy out of Cincinnati and a great songwriter in his own right. And after touring for some time, we picked up a regular gig at the Chicago Bar on Monday nights because they needed a band. I wanted something to do. My dad wanted something to do while we were in town, so we figured, you know, it'd be fun to just work out material.
Yeah.
It was a dead night of the week at Chicago Bar. Right. And all these guys just started showing up and never leaving. which is, I mean...
I feel like tequila is a really key missing element in these stories. You know?
Yeah.
So what do you call these guys after you grew from being kind of the family band into this next stage?
Yeah, well, since... You know, the Ronstadt Generations was so focused on the Ronstadt name, we figured we call the band Los Tucsonenses. So it became Ronstadt Generations y Los Tucsonenses. And Tucsonenses is simply just Spanish for Tucsonan.
Right.
So there are a bunch of Tucsonans, including our guy from Maine, Aaron. Our drummer's from Maine.
I joke, I'm the foreign exchange student.
Yeah.
Well, you lingered in town too long.
Too long.
That's official.
Yeah. And... to kind of pull from the family history a little bit, my great-grandfather, who started the hardware store downtown that the bus station's named after, he also started the first Philharmonic Band in Tucson in the late 1800s.
Wow.
And that that Philharmonic band, which was kind of like a Sousa style marching band. Mm-hmm. They didn't march really, but they would play the town square and sure. the sousaphone and uh-huh. all that kind of stuff. Their band name was Club Filarmonico Tucsonenses. So it was the Philharmonic Club of Tucsonans. Hmm. And so we kind of pulled from that history a little bit.
Excellent. Well, you mentioned twice now during, you know, in a stretch of 4 minutes, things happening at 3 a.m. And, you know, I'm wondering with a group like this that, you know, has such a lot of shared musical history, a lot of chemistry developed through lots of gigs, lots of jams, lots of practice time. Mm. You know, what's the creative process for a band like this compared to other bands that you've been in that are, you know, your typical 3-4 people getting together and practicing songs once a week and, you know, that kind of thing? What's different about this group?
Well, I'm going to kind of let the cat out of the bag, but for the first several years of this group, we never had a regular rehearsal, and we worked everything out on stage at Chicago Bar, huh. which was kind of cool in a way because things really developed in a way that was, you know, throw everything at the fridge and see what sticks.
Yeah.
And that sounds a little more loose than it actually was, because everybody in the band is an accomplished musician sure. and have been on the road for sure. years. Even Petey, at such a young age, he was out on the road since he was 12. So he's quite an experienced younger player. So everybody came to the table with a set level of professionalism already. So it wasn't like we were just, you know, tossing out rank his yeah. beat.
Sure, sure.
So it was much more polished than that
not,
sounds.
Yeah. Not your typical scrappy set.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, we also had a few members come and go in the band, uh-huh. you know, yeah. like a lot of people who would come for a little while and yeah. contribute a perspective or a tune or two, you know, and, yeah. Really, I mean, the list is pretty long at this point of drummers and bass players and electric guitar players. We had a few people playing lap steel and, you know, it's just, you know, anybody who'd show up on a Monday, mm-hmm. you know, and play for like $30, yeah. you know, could come and yeah. come and just, you know, hang out. So, yeah, it's definitely a difference to develop a group in an audience or mm-hmm. with an audience, you know, in a you can't stop. You started it. You can't stop, you know, kind of setting, you know. So it definitely pushed the band to be a little better than it, I think, otherwise would be. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it gives you this weekly deadline, you know, like
yeah.
we are going to be here once a week, you know. Yeah, so
yeah, so is the regular Monday night Chicago Bar gig still going?
We've cut it back. Okay. But you can find us at the Chicago Bar the first and last Monday of every month.
Okay.
So we try to, you know, we have some really loyal people who come out every time we play at the Chicago Bar.
Yeah.
And they've been coming for years, you know, thick and thin, when there was nobody coming and when it's full, you know,
yeah.
people. So, and, you know, the bar has been a great place for us to develop. So it's, you sure. know, thank you, Jen and Kerwin, for making this band possible, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, why don't we get into our next set here?
Sure.
We'll see where it leads us.
We're going to start this next little set with a song that's on the new record, In the Land of the Setting Sun. And this song is called The Horse in the Barn. My father and I wrote it together, Michael J. and me. And we had gotten back from a long East Coast tour that ended in Cincinnati, which all of our East Coast tours end somewhere way east of Tucson. And we always seem to just kind of beeline it home. I always like to say that I feel like I'm a horse headed to the barn. I just want to sleep in my own bed as soon as possible. So this was after one of those long drives. We kind of came up with this little tune that we call The Horse in the Barn. These tear-soaked lands of rain and fog I'll leave behind for the quiet of that valley, embathed in sweet sunshine. The valley of my people and the ones who came before, when the river ran so deeply we could ride her to the shore. Shaking earth, rocks falling round. There was changing of the river. We forced that table down. We've taken it for granted that our valley will give freely to all who call on her, except for those who truly see. Yet she sits there in the distance, calling me to come back home. No, I cannot give resistance. It's the only home I know. I know. In the barn.
Barrel Peak.
Let's do some instrument switching here, and we're gonna have Alex sing you a song.
Well, if I have this right, we're gonna do the La Llorona, the old traditional Mexican song, La Llorona, the myth about Llorona. Of course, in a jealous rage over her husband's infidelity, she drowned their two children in the rivers around southern Arizona and northern Mexico, somewhere around here. And her tortured soul haunts the arroyos looking for children to replace the ones that she lost. So if you wander too closely, you'll get swiped and you'll never be heard from again.
Drowned with lungs full of sand.
Well, there was water back then. Long, long, long time ago. Long time ago. There was a shallow sea in this area 500 million years ago. They were drowned in that. So here's the tale of La Llorona. Thank you.
negro cariñoso. Todos me dicen el negro llorona, negro pero cariñoso. Soy como el chile verde llorona, picante pero sabroso. Soy como el chile verde llorona, picante pero sabroso. Ay de mi llorona, llorona de azul celeste. Ay de mi llorona, llorona de azul celeste. Aunque la vida me cueste, llorona, no dejaré de quererte. Aunque la vida me cueste, llorona, no dejaré de quererte.
Con ganitas. Hey.
Llorona, llévame a río. Ay de mi llorona, llorona, llévame a río. Tápame con tu rebozo, llorona, porque me muero de frío. Tápame con tu rebozo, llorona, porque me muero de frío.
Ándale.
Las flores llorona, las flores del campo santo. No sé qué tienen las flores llorona, las flores del campo santo. Cuando las mueve el viento llorona, parece que están llorando. Cuando las mueve el viento llorona, parece que están llorando. Ay de mi llorona, llorona, tú eres mi shunga. Ay de mi llorona, llorona, tú eres mi shunga. Me quitarán de quererte, llorona, pero tú olvidarte nunca. Me quitarán de quererte, llorona, pero tú olvidarte nunca.
Mr. Flores.
Thank you. Thank you.
You want to sing us another one?
Oh, yeah. I got double duty on this one. All right. This is for all you polka lovers out there.
Yeah, you betcha.
Got a lot of snowbirds coming up there from up north, yeah? This is for you.
We try to keep things pretty diverse in this band, so why not a polka, right?
But before... Yeah, so polka, 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 till you just can't polka no more. All right.
Mexicano, por destino soy americano. Yo soy de la raza de oro. Yo soy México-americano. Yo te comprendo el inglés, te hablen diablo castellano. Yo soy de la raza noble. Yo soy México-americano.
¡Ándale, muchacho!
Thank you.
Minnesota, de Tijuana a Nueva York. Dos países son mi tierra, lo defiendo con honor. Dos idiomas y dos países, dos culturas tengo yo. Con mi suerte tengo orgullo, porque así lo manda. Yo soy mexicano, por destino soy americano. Yo soy de la raza de oro, yo soy México-americano.
That's just good, clean fun right there.
This is Locals Only, and we're live in Studio 2A right now. With Ronstadt Generations y Los Tucsonenses.
Yeah. Outstanding.
And we are so happy to have you here. We're celebrating, of course, the release of the new album, In the Land of the Setting Sun, which is going to be coming out on Friday, May 20th. It's the CD release party at the Whistle Stop Depot, sharing that with Kate Becker, who also has a CD coming out that night as well. But, you know, one thing about that last set that was really great, I think, is that it helped to demonstrate one of the things that I think resonates a lot about your band, and something that also has resonated about your family's impact as well, which is being able to represent the, you know, the sounds of this region in a way that's not homogenous, recognizing the sort of heterogeneity of musical traditions that come together. So I'm curious to hear from any of you, even from the Mainer, about you know how you managed to explore in your own way, you know, learning about the rich tradition of music in this part of the world.
I think that's a great question for me to answer, because before I came here, I didn't know anything. I didn't know a cumbia existed.
Sure.
I didn't know about rancheros. I didn't know about Tejano music. Things you don't hear growing up in Maine.
Yeah.
And that, but that's the beauty of Tucson. I mean, Tucson is a very musical-friendly town.
Yeah.
And I know it's known for country rock, you know, back in the 70s
sure.
and 80s. But there's obviously a lot more going on in that. So I personally would learn these styles. Frankly, a lot of it was the first time I was hearing sometimes at these Chicago bar gigs. But the music's palpable. You can taste the difference in these styles, and you can hear it and feel it. So it was somewhat easy to pick that up. But it's definitely one of my favorite parts of this band, is that it can go in very many directions.
Yeah.
You know, without patting ourselves on the back. It's just it organically happens, and it's what we hear.
Yeah.
End up on a 4-hour gig, you know, and you got to cover a lot of territory,
sure,
you know,
yeah.
So it's kind of like, well, why don't we try this? Why don't we try that? You know, oh, let's do a Prince tune. Okay, let's do this Bowie cover. Okay, cool. Yeah. You know, we'll try
and
that.
It's,
you know?
And it's sad because, I mean, I talked to a lot of the older musicians in town, and it used to be that bands had gigs 6 nights a week, mm-hmm. Especially working bands, but a lot of bands mm-hmm. had gigs 6 nights a week where you really, that's where you cut your teeth. You got to play.
Yeah.
And that doesn't, I mean, that really doesn't happen that much anymore. I mean, and I think everybody does the best they can, and the bands haven't suffered for it, but it's a really wonderful learning tool.
Yes.
Yeah. To me, this music, this band was born in a living room. And to me, like, everybody always asks what genre we are. And you can't say Americana. You can't say folk music.
Yeah.
You can't say, you know, the closest thing that we've had for a long time is saying Southwestern folk. But that doesn't really quite capture it either, because you put a drum set, you know, onto a record, and all the folk DJs say, what are you doing blasting these drums out here, you know? And we've tried postmodern American West. That's our newest try of a genre. But
you got to enter that in iTunes yourself.
Yeah. But to me, it's living room music. We, you know,
yeah.
It was born in the living room. You know, in the Ronstadt family, every family gathering ends up in a jam in the living room, you know, and it's everybody bringing their own music, the music that they love, the music that they've learned, modern music, old music, Mexican music, country music, you know, anything that anybody would bring to the living room and play. That's what I listened to when I was a kid. So to me, this kind of encompasses what that tradition was like in a band, which is really kind of a cool thing.
Yeah. It's like honesty in music, you know, it doesn't matter where it's coming from or what it is, if it feels good, you know, if it's true, you know, if it's an honest expression of something, you know, something cool, then you can relate, you can connect, and you can explore, you know, it's really living room. It's safe. Yeah. You know, that's like we bring a rug to the gig. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, it's safe. You can go whatever direction you want. You know?
Yeah. But, yeah. And Alex, are you from Southern Arizona originally?
Yeah, actually, the Flores has come from a part of Sonora, Mexico, Rio Yaqui. We're actually Yaqui Indians, and we came up here 1860s, 1870s, right around there, to escape Mexican persecution. Right about the same time that they were coming up here, because his great-grandfather was born down in Baramichi, Sonora. And so we have really similar musical histories, because my grandfather was Sefanino Flores, who was in a band called Los Elegantes that played in Tucson and all over the region for a number of years, from the late 50s till the 90s. He was pretty active. And there was just a lot of musical history. And so it's something about Tucson being like some sort of a musical crossroads, because you have Spanish influence, you've got Californians here, you've got people from Canada. Mm-hmm. All these people here mixing in Tucson. So anytime you went anywhere in Tucson, you always heard like really different and really unusual music, you know, and it just always stuck.
Sure.
Especially the Mexican songs, you know. I was in a blues band for 20 years, and I never got to really do any Mexican songs until I got hooked up with the Ronstadts, who already had that tradition in place. And so it's amazing how much a part of my DNA that stuff is.
Yeah.
And when I got the chance to finally start singing it, now I love it. Yeah. I really love it. So.
Yeah. Well, we've had so much fun here. We haven't even really talked about the record at all.
Yeah, we should probably talk about
the record.
let's quickly do that.
Yeah,
so you mentioned that it's called In the Land of the Setting Sun. Mm-hmm. We mentioned that the release show is going to be at the Whistle Stop Depot, which is a cool spot.
We encourage everybody to come. We're going to turn it into our living room for that night.
There you go.
Yeah.
When did you lay down these tracks for the album?
We started in October of last year.
Okay.
We were ambitious. We thought we'd release it by December.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the songs that you're hearing today were supposed to be on the second record that we would be releasing around this time. But we're just getting that first one done. But it's better to do it right than to do it fast, right?
There you go. So,
yeah, this is a cool album as well. The first really two records that we did with this group, the Prelude and Epilogue, were really tracked at the same time. Mm-hmm. Like, we came out of doing a couple of years of gigs and working on material, and we just came into the studio and just bam, did it, you know. And then we brought Mikey in from Cincinnati and sent tracks in, and it's representative of us, but not as much as this new record. It's really like a landing of what the band sounds like and feels like.
Sure.
You know, and this one was put together much more I mean, it took a long time, but it was a more organic process, you know, a little bit more thought and more of a constructed concept.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We've got time for one more set here. Would you like me to play one track off of the record, or do you want to go live the rest of the way? It's up to you.
I'd be down for everybody to hear something off the record. We're pretty proud of it, so.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why don't you play... play one or two more,
sure.
And then we'll wrap up with which one off the record with Coyote?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds great.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. We're going to play a song called The Valley of Our Kin, which is another song that was inspired by the Tucson Valley to me. I'm actually coming out with a solo CD that will be releasing the same day as In the Land of the Setting Sun. Well, I'm obviously not pushing it as hard because I'm a little prouder of the collective record that we're doing, but every song that you have heard tonight will be on one or the other of those CDs. So this one's called Valley of Our Kin. It's a little banjo tune that we came up with a while back.
on through the valley of our kin. It rests on angel wings and brings that devil in. Moonshine, rock your soul until the morning come, when rooster's song will show the places we are from. Heed the word of oceans knocking at your door. We will set in motion the sinking of the shore. Heed the word of church bells ringing in the air. Rich and tempered song fell short of all our fear. Cold wind blew on through, left the shadows down. Devils in the moon to cast our goodness out. Morning came and went, will you sell your soul?
Our live set with something a little older for us. This is it's going to be on my solo CD that's coming out this coming weekend, but it was also on the first Ronstadt Generations record.
Accessories for music.
And again, a reminder, you can check out our website www.ronstadtgenerations.com for future show information
and to buy tickets for our CD release show.
Which is a thing.
Which is a thing. Here's a song called Hummingbirds. It was on our first release, which is still available on iTunes. It's called Lulu.
Hey, love, head on to the south before this cold comes. Find all of your life before this night falls. We say goodbye. You sail along way into the beach. Your little wings so fast I can't see a thing. Of me, this little time we've had, it's time to be free. Thank you.
slowly fade away. I'll take one last look. Higher above this world, looking down on little things I am, little things again.
Things up here on Locals Only with one more from Ronstadt Generations y los Tucsonenses. Thanks again to them for coming down tonight.
In the land of the setting sun, coyote run. Songbirds all alone. In the land of the setting sun, coyote runs. Songbirds all alone. Shadow. Left on the scene, coyote runs and the songbirds all alone. Sister Grease, down on her knees, coyote runs and the songbirds all alone. In the land of the setting sun, the cold wind blows, songbirds all alone. In the land of the setting sun, the cold wind blows, songbirds all alone. City dreams float on the breeze, coyote runs and the songbirds all alone. Mockingbird is all it's heard, coyote runs and the songbirds all alone. Hip-hop.
mockingbird all the turn. Coyote runs in the songbirds all alone. In the land of the setting sun.